right, guys, thank you for joining us again on the Haunted Cafe podcast. We're on episode 11.
11.
This one's kind of a different story. This one we're going to be talking about the internet legends, staircases and national forests.
Yes, just empty staircases, not attached to anything whatsoever.
Yep, almost as if they were just dropped there, you know.
Aliens!
Aliens! we will talk about aliens a little bit, actually.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
I feel like I remember you mentioning that to me, but I don't.
I might have, I don't remember. Like, I know I talked to you a little bit about them, but I don't know if I went into, like, a whole bunch of detail.
Yeah.
This episode, we don't have any tea, we don't have any coffee or incense or anything like that.
It's like late at night when we're doing this, because we were trying to, like, get the dark aesthetic, but the Twitch camera, the optional camera they give you for Twitch is just so crap that we had to put on a massive light for anyone to even see anything, so.
Yeah, because I wanted to get the whole spooky vibe going, but you can't see it. So, alright. So let's get into it. So we all have probably heard about the staircases being found in the woods.
If not, you're about to.
But just in case you missed it, or maybe you just don't dig into Reddit too much, but
it's not even just Reddit, it's like all over the place about those.
Well, the origin started in Reddit.
Did it really?
Yeah. It was a Reddit story. At least, like, for talk of the staircases to come around. Like, making them, like, well-known.
Chris Warren, it was, like, a video that somebody was recording of just an empty staircase that they were absolutely terrified to go on.
No, I'm not sure about that. But I guess I should have went how I found out about them.
Yeah. Well, I remember hearing about it, like, years ago. I think it was actually on a YouTube channel called Slapped Ham. I think he was, like, one of the first ones that actually did a video on it.
Well,
I don't remember.
The staircases that I'm going to talk about are from a story from 2016.
Maybe.
So, I don't know.
Might have been around that time.
Yeah. But, in 2016, a Reddit user, Search and Rescue Woods, posted six or more parts to their story of being a search and rescue officer, which is, you know, where they go out and they, look for people that have gone missing, or if they, you know, they got stranded somewhere in the national forest and they need someone to come and, like, rescue them, if they got hurt or anything like that. I'm not entirely sure if it's a guy or a woman, so just for the sake of the podcast, I'm gonna probably say guy. I think it is a woman that does tell these, but we'll get to it later where, you know, I'm just gonna call it a guy just because it's easier. So the officer goes into crazy detail about this stuff that they encounter in the forest. It's not really just about the staircases. He goes into detail about, like, different missions that they go on. It honestly gets kind of gory, so if you go looking for, you know, his Reddit posts, just be careful, because there are some really, like, messed up stories.
If you're squeamish, don't do it.
Yeah, they talk about, like, a lot of deceased people, and, like, the positions and how they're left.
Wow.
You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's just a fair warning. It's kind of gruesome. In the very first post, he talks about two children, a boy and a girl, who went missing in the woods when they were berry picking with their parents.
Typical story, handsome
cattle. Yeah, kind of. He said that they found the daughter quickly, but when she was answering questions about the little boy, she said that he had been taken away by the bear man.
Man, bear, pig. Man, bear, pig. What? South Park. Man, bear, pig.
Man, bear, pig?
Yeah.
She told them, I've never heard of that. So no, I'm like,
you watch South Park. It's like crazy dude was like, where that thing comes through the portal on that one episode where, like, it's all like this when Butters enters, like, the dream world or some crap like that because he's in a coma or something.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
It was like a portal to the dream world and, like, it releases all of these monsters because they wanted to come into reality and just murder everybody. Like, Freddy got loose, Jason got loose.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like, Man Bear Pig was one of them. And then, like, that guy, he was like, I told you Man Bear Pig was real. Like,
no, I've never heard of that before.
Okay.
This one's just Man Bear. It's not Man Bear Pig. So she told the people that, you know, were rescuing them that the bear man gave her berries to keep quiet and that he took her brother and put him on his shoulders. The brothers seemed calm, not really scared at all. They searched for weeks and never found a trace of the kid.
Wow.
So, like, he was there and, you know.
Now he's not.
Yeah. Now he's gone. That's fucked up to talk about.
Yeah.
Another weird story was of a young woman who climbed a tree to get a better view of the forest, but she never came back down.
Huh.
So she climbed up there and literally disappeared.
They couldn't even find her on the tree or nothing?
No, they waited at the end of the, at the bottom of the tree for hours, but nothing came from it. They even had people that, like, climbed up and could not find a trace of her whatsoever.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Big pterodactyl came down. So
instead of bear man, it's bird man.
Yeah. Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. It's an Adult Swim show.
Jesus. So the last story of the first post is about the staircases. He goes to say that it is kind of an unspoken rule to not talk or discuss the staircases. However, he did try and ask his supervisor or, you know, co-workers about them, but they're extremely unwilling to talk about the stairs, like, whatsoever. He described the staircases as such. On just about every case where we are really far into the wilderness, I'm talking 30 to 40 miles, at some point we will find a staircase in the middle of the woods. It's almost like you took your stairs in your house, cut them out, and put them in the forest.
Copy and paste.
Yeah. So a lot of people describe the stairs as being all shapes, sizes, styles, and conditions. Hmm. One person might see wooden stairs from just a regular home. Others see spiral metal staircases that are, you know, like this twirly spiral.
Yeah.
And some of the staircases can look horrible, like in ruins, while others look as if they were just built and put in a house yesterday. So, like, it really all depends on what you see, you know? Some are incredibly tall, some are short. One of the pictures I saw, there was only, it was literally, like, four steps. And they were really, you know, it was really a short staircase.
Weird. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It just honestly depends on the person. The search and rescue Redditor describes again in another post about the time that they came face to face with one set while on a rescue mission. The Redditor, Search and Rescue Woods, all of his posts are still there if you want to read them. They go on to say that they're on state protected land, which means nothing will ever be developed there. No houses or shops. And that also means that, for the most part, there has never been anything there either. Like, there's never been a shop, never been a house. It's like Yellowstone National Park, where there's, it's literally nothing, you know. So it's close to impossible for these staircases to have been there from, like, a house that got tore down. And most staircases, they say, like, there's nothing around it that's, you know, there's not, like, a basement,
like, boundary or anything like that.
Yeah, there's no foundation or something. Foundation, that's what I meant. I couldn't think of that.
Yeah, neither could I.
quote, I get within about 20 feet of it, and all the hair on the back of my neck stands up. It's a staircase in the middle of the effing woods. In the proper context, it would be the most benign thing ever. It's just normal staircase with beige carpet and about 10 steps tall. But instead of it being in a house where it obviously should be, it's out here in the middle of the woods. The user compares the staircase to a video game glitch where nothing else loads in the house except for the stairs.
Almost like the back rooms.
Oh, yeah, when you, like, drop down.
Yeah, when you clip out of reality.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, that's weird. At the time he sees the stairs, at the time he sees the stairs, the person he is with is his trainer, and the trainer is actually fine with the staircases. She sees them all the time, and she says, "You'll see a lot of those. Don't go near them, don't touch them, don't go up them. Just ignore them." Yeah, it like I said towards the beginning, it's basically like this unspoken rule. Like, we've seen them, you know, we know that they're out there, just ignore them, yeah. You know. Search and Rescue Woods goes on to say that him and his team would start to see the staircases every fifth or so call that they would go on. So, it's honestly, like, really often that they're seeing it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know how, like, often they go on calls, because I don't know if it's, like, an everyday thing, or if it's, you know, I don't know how often people, like, get lost or whatever. Yeah, so, now that you kind of know what they are, the following stories from Search and Rescue Woods are more about what the staircases can do. So, the Redditor goes to, like, a training exercise and meets a few other people who have similar stories. This story is from one of the flip page other officers. This one had actually climbed the stairs. I'm not going to tell you all of what happened there, because while it is a really long read, it's an interesting one. So I kind of want you to go read it for yourself. Like, I'm going to get all the, you know, I'm going to tell you all some of the details, but there's a lot more than just the staircases that are involved, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, they were out in the woods looking for someone when he came across a set of the stairs. Quote, they looked like they were from a new house because the carpeting was pristine and white. He got closer but didn't notice anything weird except the void of any animal activity. No bugs or animal prints, no leaves had fallen on the stairs either. So he climbed them. He went all the way up to the top. Once he got there, he felt like he was doing wrong. You know, like that feeling like, oh man, I messed up, yeah, kind of thing.
Be here.
Yeah. So he came back down and continued to search. Now he goes into a lot more detail with it, but you know, that's just a quick like summary. So the man was cornered after they ended the search for the woman because they couldn't find her. His trainer accused him of going up the stairs, and he blamed that as the reason for why they didn't find the woman. Because that's kind of like a thing. If you find a set of stairs, if you kind of like mess with them, it's known that you won't find the person that you're looking for.
Okay, then. That's weird.
I don't know why, but...
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just that, like, she's, like, goes, like, because the staircases are kind of considered, like, a portal, so I'm wondering if, like, someone goes up these stairs and they transport somewhere else.
Maybe it's it's like a glitch in the Matrix. Maybe the stairs lead to doorways within the Matrix that people are controlling, and they just keep the doorways invisible. And then when you get there, they make you feel a sense of guilt, and then whatever you're looking for disappears. Because, like, okay, well, let me change this person's mind real quick. So they stop moving, and then they go back.
Maybe.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Yep. So while he was at that training, he talked to someone else. They told a story about how they were searching for an 11-year-old boy named Joey, who went missing near a river. He goes on to talk about how they search for someone and how they go in, like, grid sections. So, like, it's kind of like a checkered board of the area of, you know, where they're looking. And they search one area really good. Then they'll go to the next one, search it really good. You know.
Yeah, they follow a grid.
Yep. So they search each grid thoroughly, and then they go to the next one. He said that the friend told him that they would get the little boy set in one box of the grid, but not in any of the ones around it. So it was kind of like his scent would be jumping from spot to spot. And it's not like, they're not little grids. Like, they're not like, you know, like 10 by 10. They might be wider than that, so... For him to, like, not drop any kind of scent in any of the grids around it, it's just really weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
He said it would jump to a whole other grid space. So, like, probably, you know, could be a few feet away or could be a whole, like, mile away. So they are searching and suddenly they find a staircase 50 yards away. So they get closer.
Page flip.
I'm just going to start doing that. And the buddy can see something on the bottom of the steps, so he goes to investigate. Quote, they were small, kind of like stairs to a basement. I don't really feel strongly one way or another about them, so I wasn't really scared or anything. I guess I'm just like everyone else. I just prefer not to think about them too much. Anyway, I went over and I could see something lying on the bottom step. sort of curled up. My heart sinks because, of course, you hope for the best.
Yeah.
And we were confident we would find them alive because he had only been missing for a few hours. But I knew right away that it was him and that he was gone.
Oh, wow.
Crawled up in a little ball on the last step, it looked like he had been in some horrible pain when he died, but I didn't see any blood except some on his lips and chin. It said that he was holding his stomach at the time.
Yeah.
At that point in time, they had no idea what happened to the poor baby, and they had no idea, like, what he passed away from. But a few weeks later, the officer had found out what he was, you know, what happened. And I want to give a trigger warning because it's a little... I mean, I'm okay hearing it, but I know other people might not be. So trigger warning might get a little dark.
If you don't want to listen to this next part, leave.
Leave. So when the coroner opened the kid up, all of the organs were filled with quarter-sized holes.
Jeez.
So like, and they looked as if they had been hole-punched out. Like, they were perfectly circles.
Wow.
Yeah. On the outside, nothing was wrong. Just all of his internal organs looked like Swiss cheese, is what they said. I'm like, ugh.
Jesus.
But, yeah, so, like, little puncture wounds. And that's why he had the blood, like, on his lips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they weren't able to figure out what the hell that was all about. But I think they even said that the coroner kind of did it as, like, undetermined. I think he put the cause of death as internal bleeding, because, obviously.
Yeah.
But still, no one knows what the hell that was.
Wow.
So the stories continue, and Search and Rescue Woods continues to bring up different stories from other rangers and officers. I'm going to briefly mention, like, a few of them. He also goes into other detail about, like, other stories, not even just the staircases, just, like, other experiences that he has. Like, he talks about, like, the goat man and if that's true or not, and, you know, so, like, it's...
I feel like these stairs would make a really good movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, say, like, since, I know, so, like, you're probably gonna mention this later on, but I know that the stairs are also associated with time travel as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if they were to make a movie, and if any producers out there happen to see this, hit me up, because it's my idea, but...
we're trademarking it right now.
Yeah, we're trademarking it right now, but a set of staircases in the middle of the woods, and this guy's, like, exploring or whatever, and he goes up the staircase, once again, feels like he did something wrong, like he shouldn't be there, or he didn't feel anything at all, he's just like, you know, nothing here, I'm just looking down the steps, I just crawled up, blah, 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 blah. And he goes down, and then he goes back, and the reality that he was in is no longer the reality that he was in. It is in, like, back in time, like, back in the day. Like, he just randomly transported back in the day. And he has to deal with people, like, hunting him down and stuff like that because they see him as maybe, like, during the Salem Witch Trials. Like, during that era, since it was all magical and stuff like that. Like, do that and have them, like, hunt him down. And him recording all of this, like, on his phone or something like that. And then he finally finds a way to get back to modern times, and he posts it and documents it.
So kind of like that guy from 2070 on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He said he woke up, this is kind of off topic, but he woke up from a hospital and now he's in 2070 and there's nobody around.
Yeah,
and...
like 28 days later.
Yeah, I mean, there's kind of a story like that. I don't know if I really wrote about it, but there's a story about, I don't think it's by this same author, but, and you know, not saying it's not true or anything, but he found stairs in his woods out back behind his house, so he climbs them, and I think he might have either fell off the side, or he went back down, and he ends up going back to his house, but now, I guess he lived alone, so now when he goes back, there's, like, a little kid's toy car in the driveway, and, like, two different cars that he doesn't recognize, and he ends up going into the house, and it's someone else completely different.
Hmm.
Well, it turns out, he must have went back in the past because it's the previous owner's house. And even when he bought the thing, even when he bought the house, he's like, man, you look really familiar, but he couldn't place it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same guy that, you know, so he ends up, like, going back and climbing the staircases again, and he ends up getting back to this, you know, the correct time period, but it's along your storylines.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. I think I might have told you that too.
I think you might have. I remember hearing it.
But, Yeah, we're going to take a quick ad break before I tell the rest of the stories.
Cheers. How's it going, everybody? This is an ad for Ram's Head VR Gaming. It's a VR YouTube channel that I have to where I play VR games. I recently bought an Oculus not too long ago. I think I've talked about this before, but I don't remember. For those of you who do, just, you know, just keep on listening. But I bought an Oculus not too long ago, and I do a lot of VR games. Well, not a lot right now, but I have Blade and Sorcery, and that's like one of the main games that I've been doing because how fun it is.
And so Rec Room's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, Rec Room too. I forgot about Rec Room. I also downloaded Pavlov as well, so I'm going to be doing videos on that soon. So if you guys want to check that out, go ahead and look up Ram's Head VR Gaming, all one word, on YouTube, and make sure you look for a little yellow Ram's Head with a VR headset on. Yep. And that'll be my channel. I only have like 10 or like 12 subscribers now, I think. Which isn't bad. My videos are getting like 40 views. So yeah, go check it out. They're obviously interesting in some way. But yeah, that's it.
I'll leave a description, or I'll leave a link in the description on YouTube.
Yes, you'll leave a Zelda in the description. Got it.
Yep. All right, so now we're back. So now we're going to jump to another story that is like kind of like a friend of the Ranger, the original Ranger. Mm-hmm. It's kind of confusing, but he has friends that he talks to, so
it's good to have friends.
Something I don't know about.
It must be real good to have friends.
I was like, we did the same joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of his friends climbed the stairs and reached the top step. As he reached out to a tree branch, his arm was actually cut clean off.
Okay.
Yeah, so he climbed the stairs, I guess, like, some portal or whatever, or some boundary or whatever. He reached out to grab a branch, and his arm got cut off.
That tree branch was just a doorknob to exiting out of reality.
And yeah.
It automatically cuts off a hand if you try opening it from the other side.
They couldn't find the arm, either. Which I'm like, oh crap.
It's like, give me that. They close the door real quick.
The reason why I said oh crap is because another story later on that this search and rescue guy tells, and I doubt it's related at all, but it just seemed ironic. The forest had sold off some of the like property to lumber companies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a bunch of lumberjacks cut down a tree. When they cut down a tree, inside the tree was an arm.
Like a flesh?
Yeah, like a fleshy... That sounds gross. But a fleshy arm that was, like, in the tree. And there was no way that someone, like, placed it there. Because they literally just cut the tree down.
Okay, then.
And there weren't any holes or anything. But, it, like, when I listened to that, I was like, oh, well, that kind of relates to this guy's story. Like, yeah. Maybe that's what the... Frick happened to his arm.
The tree sucked it up. Like,
yeah.
Give me that arm.
I was like, I need that nutrients.
Yeah.
But
it's almost like the tree from Sleepy Hollow, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You stab that tree, it's going to bleed, I guarantee you.
Yeah. But that just, like, creeped me out. And, like, yeah. The lumberjacks got, like, really upset thinking that the park rangers did it as, like, a prank. And I'm like, why would they do that?
Why would they put a real arm in the tree, first of all?
Yeah, like,
where did they get it? How? Legally, where did they get that arm? Yeah, think
like,
about that.
Yeah. And I was just like, that doesn't make any sense, but okay, guys. So, yeah, and then another time, a woman literally just touched the stairs, and she had a blood vessel in her brain explode.
Jeez.
And she dropped to the ground and instantly died.
Wow.
And, like, the guy described saying, like, blood, like, rushed to her eyeballs and stuff. That's kind of, like, how gross he... Not gross, but that's, like, how in-depth he gets with the describing, so if that's not your thing... Just to let you know.
We're still on that alert, by the way.
Yeah. So as I stated in the beginning, these tales are from the subreddit No Sleep. It's by the Redditor Search and Rescue Woods.
Mm-hmm.
All of the stuff's still on there. You can go read it.
And if you don't get any sleep tonight, you're welcome.
So the problem... Using air bunnies or air quotes. The problem with the subreddit No Sleep is that you must stay in a character and believe every story. No matter how crazy the story is, how in-depth the content is. So basically, like, if somebody comes in and says, I got abducted by aliens and they did this, this, and this, and then I went to Mars and Venus and, you know, whatever, and then came back, you have to believe the story no matter what.
So, but, like, you are you, like... See, that's kind of confusing. Like, you can say, oh, you have to believe the story. But, like, do I really?
Well, no. I mean, you know, not... You can't comment, like, oh, this sounds like bullshit.
Oh, okay. So you have to go along with it.
You have to stay in a character.
I was going to say, you can't force me to believe a story, yeah, my guy. You that's can't what force I meant. Me to believe a story.
Like, you basically...
Just by saying it. Oh, no, you're going to believe it.
Yeah. What I meant is, like, basically, like, no matter what, how crazy the story gets or whatever, you have to, you can't tell the character, the author or whatever, like, this is bullshit on the comments.
I will say one thing that I think is a little bit bullshit, though. I have never in my entire life heard anyone use air quotes as bunnies.
Yeah, air bunnies.
I've never heard that. I call bullshit.
Spotify won't. Shut up, Alan. Spotify won't see me, but it's air bunnies. It's like,
I guess
you're an air bunny.
You're an airhead. How about that?
Using different air bunnies now.
Yeah.
But so that's like kind of the problem. It's not really a problem with no sleep. Is that some people don't realize that they're stories. So, like, when people, like, were really dedicated to this, it kind of actually prompted a bunch of, TV, or not TV, but, like, news stations to pick it up and be like, oh, there's people finding staircases in the woods and this and that and the other. Wow. Like, and I don't know if they realized that it's not...
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's not true, because I don't know, but well, I know...
Like
that...
I said, I know I've seen videos of people recording staircases in the middle of the woods. Like, but I'm there's video these proof
story,
of it.
I mean, these stories specifically. Because, yeah. You even know, photo proof I'll get why. Into details about more stories that aren't from Search and Rescue. Okay. But these ones here, I can't say whether or not they're true, because they're in the subreddit No Sleep. Mm. And that's like, you know, I've been reading some of the other stories, and like, yeah, you could tell that they're not...
Yeah.
They're authors, you know, they're writers. But
yeah, you don't want to diminish the creativity of the author.
No, cuz a lot of them are really awesome, like a lot of their stories. But and I'm pretty sure that she's actually writing a book about it. The author, cuz I'm pretty sure it's a lady. I think her name's Kelly something. She's actually writing a whole book compiling all of these tales from the search and rescue guy into a book. So, I don't think that these stories, per se, are real, but the way that she tells them, man, they're very gripping. They're like, you know, you're hanging on to your, you know, edge of your seat, like, what's happening next, you know? So, if you do research, just a tiny bit of research into the Reddit about the staircases, you will find that the author is writing a book about these, and they're actually loosely based on real-life 411 cases. Which 401 is missing persons cases. So while Search and Rescue's Woods, it's such a long Reddit name and it messes me up. So while Search and Rescue Woods stories may not be true, it is possible that there are in fact real life staircases. Some other people believe so. No, I'm not sure if these are comments that were posted in No Sleep. I actually found these from like a website that was talking about the staircases. Like, yeah. I was saying, like, how news reporters or whatever were writing, you know, pieces about it. I'm not sure if these are comments in the No Sleep community or if they're people's like own stories. But I found these other tales on medium.com. Jeep Dave says, I came across the set in rural West Virginia. I don't think it was quite 40 miles deep, but at least 10 or better. I thought maybe a house stood there once, but there was no cellar or any other debris that would indicate a home was there before. So, like, no foundation.
Not only that, it wouldn't make any sense for them to just leave the stairs there, too. No. It wouldn't make any sense for them to do that. No,
I mean, a chimney, I could see. Because
that's happened before. Yeah, because it's all brick. But, like, a staircase, there's no way you would just leave that.
Yeah, not...
Like, even if it's a full concrete staircase, it's going to get knocked down. Like...
Yeah. Or at least, like, that would make more sense than just, like... A wooden staircase in the middle. A concrete, I could see. Anything concrete, I could see them leaving.
I mean, I guess, but...
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
If they have the technology to break it down, I mean...
Yeah.
They're going to break it down.
But if they don't care, then they're just going to leave it. So it's just a set of stairs with a base that went up maybe one flight, 16 steps, if I had to remember. if I remember right, and sturdy. I could barely shake them. I didn't climb them, though, worried it might break or fall over, and I was alone. So, like,
yeah.
Smart Jeep Dave. Don't climb stairs alone, guys.
Yeah.
Even if they're not spooky ones.
Hey, you know, going back to all our other episodes, too, don't do stupid shit alone.
Yep. Don't do it. I mean, don't do it with other people.
Well, yeah, don't do it in general.
Because we're going to talk about a case where a few people go, you know, near them. But just don't.
Those people, and, you know, if they pass away, yeah. No. Since they didn't, those people are the reasons why aliens have yet to actually come out at us. I mean, there's been proof of aliens put out there now, but the reason why it's taken so long is because we are the dumb. We are the dumb aliens out of all universe. We are the dumb ones in the entire universe.
I can see us being
like, we are stupid.
But, smart on you, Dave. Yeah. Not climbing over the falling. Another user, and I love her username. It's Taylor Ann Shazam.
Huh. Okay.
It's fancy.
Rolls off the tongue. Taylor Ann Shazam.
says that they saw some in Michigan. Quote, an hour east of Iron Woods, there is a clearing in the forest that has stairs. I was hiking and exploring with my cousins, and we stumbled on a clearing about a half a football field long. It had a few staircases, so a few of them, not even just one. But not against trees, just standing in the open. They look like stairs from a normal suburban home. Kind of older, though. The older cousin decided to go and investigate, and he walked up to the stairs, not on them, to see how they were being held up, but couldn't find anything. So that kind of weirded him out, and he made us all leave. Grass didn't grow around them either. So, like, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like she was, I don't know what kind of place she was hiking at, but it's hiking and exploring area, so most likely there wasn't, like, a house there. I mean, there might have been.
It might have been, like, a village at one time, but still, it doesn't make any sense to leave the staircases.
Yeah, multiple staircases, yeah, not just one now.
Unless it's some sort of art project that somebody did because they found a clearing.
I would say, which that does happen a lot. And it could also be, like, a bird nature trail thing where you, like, climb up the stairs to look out. Yeah, but maybe. Like, it's ones that are from, like, a suburban home.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like the what are those big metal things that are popping up that, well, were popping up?
Oh, the monoliths?
Yeah, the monoliths. That was, you know.
That was an art project.
Yeah, supposedly it was an art project, yeah. So, it's possible that random crap just popping up is because people are doing it.
I might talk about those eventually. Another, like, internet legend.
Yeah, because there's a whole entire book off of those things.
And they
literally.
Yeah. They just, like, appear randomly in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people have proved that it is handmade just because there's rivets being used, there's creases in the metal, and you can see, like, hammer dents and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like, if it's in the middle of the desert, like, to where, like, you a vehicle can't reach it, you have to be an extremely dedicated artist to literally carry heavy, long pieces of sheet metal to the middle of a canyon just to somehow implant it into the ground. First of all, you got to dig. So that means you're putting it in the ground. If it's about 6 inches down, you need concrete so it settles. It's just, there's just a lot involved.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. so we kind of went off on a little...
Sorry.
Little bit.
Still related, you know. Random things popping up out of nowhere, so...
Yep, so now we're going to go back to the staircases, though.
Okay.
Like, I might do an episode on the monoliths, just so we can, like, talk about them. Mm-hmm. Just because, like,
yeah, I think it'd be
they
cool.
still interest me, no matter what. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to talk about some real-life actual staircases that are really in the woods, and there's evidence... You know, plenty of pictures. I actually posted some on TikTok, so go follow us on TikTok if you want to see it. these staircases don't really have any spooky or crazy stories, like the ones I told earlier, but I believe that they deserve honorable mention. The first one we're going to talk about is Madame Sherry's Stairs. These sets of stairs are located in Chesterfield, New Hampshire. During the 1920s, a Parisian music hall singer named Madame Antoinette Sherry built a huge, page flip, castle in the woods. It would be used as a summer retreat for her. Although it wasn't as big as, like, a true castle, it was a rustic French chateau.
Chateau.
It is a French chateau.
Yes. I can't do accents, so that's your job.
Baguette.
That's all you can say. So it was a French chateau with a stunning stone staircase, complete with Roman arches that led to the second floor. If you wanted to,
elaborate.
Yeah, all you have to do is type in Madame Cherie's
Madame Cherie
staircases or staircase, and you can find it. It's like they're really cool looking, honestly. Madame Cherie was a party girl. Yeah, she used to
build stairs as elaborate as that. It's no wonder. What? I said if you're gonna build stairs as elaborate as that, yeah, I can see.
Yeah. She used to hold extravagant parties, and rumor has it, scandalous things went on there. She may have even been a real life madame for beautiful women.
Stuff that sounds like good mac and cheese. What does Uncle Roger say? Sorry, children.
Oh man. But in the business of being with many beautiful women, and not like her being bothered. Mm. Yeah. however, at some point in time, Madame fell into poverty, and her chateau went abandoned. In 1962. The castle burned down, and now today, only the stairs and some of the foundation remain. Like I said, if you follow the TikTok, I posted a picture of them. They're pretty cool.
Now, if she was going broke and that place caught on fire, it's because she set it on fire. She was trying to get
but she built them in the 1920s, and then they actually burned down in 1962, so that's about 40 years later.
So, yeah, never mind.
So, I mean, I don't know when she went into poverty, but even still, she left it abandoned.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, whatever.
I mean, it's still possible, but at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
The second one we're going to talk about is the Staircase of Missing Time in the Philippines.
Philippines.
This report is actually considered one of the earliest reports in the Philippines, and you will see it sounds kind of similar to the ones I talked about earlier. I'm not sure exactly when this took place, but it's like one of the earliest, so I'm assuming it's fairly old. Torkic, I think that's how you spell it, or say it, T-O-R-K-I-K, so I'm going to say Torkic.
Yeah, I guess.
He is an experienced ranger and is often tasked with searching for missing people in the local jungles. This is something that occurs on a regular basis because of the jungles and forests in the area tend to be dense and difficult to safely navigate. During the walkthrough of the jungle, Torkic claimed that he stumbled across two staircases that led deep into the forest. Out of curiosity and a high vantage point, he decided to climb one of the sets of the stairs. The first staircase was stone with decorative carvings on it. Not sure what the carvings were, but the second staircase looked as if someone had put it together with natural stones around the area. He didn't see any signs of the missing backpackers, but at that moment he noticed a stray dog that ran at him, so he hurried up one of the stairs to avoid it, which dang. Like, that dog, like, forced your hand up them stairs.
Get on them stairs, boy!
Yeah, basically. Unsuccessful with finding the hikers, Torkic returned to his ranger station. When he got inside, he had learned that he had been fired from his position. He thought he had only been gone for a few hours, but he was told he had been gone for 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, so he had been out in the woods,
bro. You on the stairs
for 5 years.
See, that's confusing to me because you're going to be gone for 5 years. You're going to come back to the job that you literally disappeared on.
He didn't know.
No, I'm saying you're going to come back to the job that you literally disappeared on for 5 years, and they're just like, "What are you doing here? You were fired."
Mm-hmm.
You didn't send out a missing person search for this guy? Like, come on now.
But at the same time, like, they might have done that, and then. Maybe they thought he just, like, went AWOL and left, you know? Like, that's definitely possible.
I mean, if you don't see him anywhere along the city, like, if you actually properly search for the guy. Why don't they think
that he's, like, dead?
Yeah,
instead of just firing him.
Yeah, oh, by the way, 5 years ago, we fired you. We don't know where you've been. We don't fucking care. You're fired.
We didn't care. Like, yeah, that is kind of fucked.
Yeah, like, what the hell, man? Five years and I'm fired? What?
You guys didn't even look for me? But, man, that's messed up. I just couldn't believe it was 5 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Now we're going to talk about number three, which is the vanishing staircases of the 1940s. So this is kind of where the aliens come in. This story comes from a man who claims to work for the CDC as an infectious disease agent. He says after the Roswell crash, I can't talk. Roswell crash, which is the ones of, like, the aliens crash. I'm not entirely...
The weather balloon?
I would say I wasn't entirely sure what the whole story was. Yeah. I should have done research on it, but I didn't think about it. Yeah. Reports of animal mutilations surface. So not mutations, mutilations. Which, the difference between those two words is...
It's extravagant.
Yeah. Mutation is just where it, like... The animal will be grows born
a third eye, or something.
Deformed.
Yeah.
Whereas mutilation is where it gets tore up.
Yeah, its throat got ripped out.
Yeah. Yeah. So the CDC was called to assist in the investigation, which was said to last only 2 or 3 weeks, but it actually ended up lasting 6 months. Which I don't understand why the CDC. Oh shoot. Sorry, you guys got to listen to nice music. But
if you even heard it, we have no idea. But you guys got to listen to some nice music, the people behind the camera there.
Yeah. But I'm not sure why the CDC for infectious disease got called, if it's just mutilations.
Yeah, I don't know.
That maybe make it was sense. Mutations and I wrote it wrong.
Maybe.
I don't know. But so it was only supposed to last 2 or 3 weeks, but it ended up lasting 6 months. During that time, bunches of people in the field reported strange stares that were giving off a frequency. So, like, I want to call it a radio signal.
Mm-hmm.
They stationed the campsite about 30 meters away from a staircase and spent the night. But when they woke up, the stairs were gone, and in its place was what looked like a burn spot.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, like... I wonder if, like, this is just a dumb theory, but what if, like, aliens didn't understand, like, what goes in the woods? So they just put a staircase. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
And, like, we put the staircase here so we can listen to their conversations, and they won't know we're here.
Yeah. we want to help them out. You know, we see a bunch of staircases attached to houses. Maybe if we put down just a staircase, they'll build a house in front of it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's technically what they did, though. They put their campsite right there.
No,
so it's like, you know, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the staircase reappeared 50 meters away from the original spot. They decided to do some readings on it and even tried to sample the wood it was made from, but the wood was basically as tough as steel. They couldn't even break pieces off.
It was that desert rosewood. There's a tree, I think, in, like, the Sahara Desert or something like that, It's called desert rosewood, and it's, like, an extremely tough tree. Like, chainsaws break constantly when they try cutting it. Like, very rarely are they actually able to fully cut it through with a single chain. Like, I remember, because this is going back to when I was doing, like, woodworking and stuff like that, when I was, like, looking up, like, different types of wood. Desert rosewood has the same strength as steel. Like, it's a strong friggin' wood. It's a hard-ass tree. So every time, even with the massive chainsaws, the ones that are made to literally tear down forests, the chains are snapping constantly.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Look at you, full knowledge. And then, just to finish out the story, 6 days later, the staircase disappeared completely. They couldn't find it again.
Wow.
So I thought that was interesting. If that's really a true story, that's crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. Wow.
And it happened, like, right after the Roswell crash. I keep wanting to say Roswell, because I wrote that like that.
Well, I mean, I think that's no, it's not. I don't know if that's
it's how Roswell.
It's yeah.
It's just Roswell.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, guys. Keep burping.
Stop.
Yeah, so number four is the ghostly staircase in Sweden.
It's from Sweden.
It's from Sweden. And this is about the two people that I was talking about that went with the stairs. Mm-hmm. Not going alone. So the ghostly staircase, the story goes that Axel and Isaac had been hiking for miles when they stumbled across the staircase that was in a clearing. So just the fact that they had been hiking for miles, like hours. It said that they were hiking for hours, so they were pretty far in to be, you know, hiking, you know. They were both puzzled as they couldn't decide what to exactly do. Like, Axel wanted absolutely nothing to do with the staircases. He's like, fuck that, let's leave. You know, they're there.
I would have at least taken a photo.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. No one's really taken any pictures of these.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it wasn't, like, at the time of modern cell phones?
Maybe, I guess. I don't know. But, like, I mean, I would have taken a photo and, like, posted, like, what I wanted to know. Well, actually, you know, interesting enough, I mean, this is, once again, going a little bit off topic, but I had just seen a TikTok recently that said, it was literally titled, "They Tried to Hide It." And this dude had an old cell phone from, like, the early 2000s. Like, when cell phones, like, first came out. Like, the old, old Blackberries. Them old ones. Like, the first Blackberries that came out. He had one of those. And he was looking at a Berenstain Bears book. And the way it was spelled was not showing up the way it was spelled in the video. When he was pointing the camera at it, it was spelled the way that we remember it being spelled, but the book was spelled completely different on its own. It was really weird. So, like, the spell, the Berenstain part was spelled different.
Like,
while
a picture and
well, no, he just had it up and he
but
was
that's
even
what
showing
I meant. Like, it was a picture.
Yeah. He had the camera on and he was like putting his hands in front of it and everything, saying that, like, is that they tried to hide it. Like, that makes me think, like, we are literally in a simulation right now. Okay. Like, an older phone is literally correcting the spelling of the Berenstain Bears to its original thing with the whole Mandela effect, how we thought it was spelled a certain way, but it's actually not. Like, but that happens a lot. Like, the Mandela effect.
Unless it's just him playing with Photoshop.
I mean, it could be, but if he's sitting there moving in front of it and he's like, you know, I don't think you can program an old, I mean, you probably could, but still, it's still weirding me out.
Yeah, like, definitely. Yeah. Anyway, back to the story.
Yeah.
So Axel had, you know, wanted nothing to do with them. He said, "Let's just leave." But Isaac, on the other hand, wanted to actually climb them. Yeah. Page flip. So that's exactly what he did. He climbed them. Yeah. As soon as he reached the top, they heard a blood curdling scream. Both of them did, too, not just Isaac, which I thought that was pretty cool. Because, like, most of the time, it only happens when the person that's on the stairs. It scared them both so badly that they eventually took off running. I got my words all mixed up. Eventually, they stopped trying to catch their breath. That was when someone put their hand on Axel's shoulder.
Wow. Okay.
He thought it was Isaac at first, but when he glanced over, Isaac was actually pretty far away from him, too far away to actually, like, be able to touch him.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the hand felt pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what that story is about, because now there's, like touching and stuff.
Yeah, like, there's, like, a paranormal thing involved with it now.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe, like, that blood-curdling scream was him, like, when he entered the top of the steps, since there was somebody there to witness it, it, like, messed with the system or some crap like that. It, like, messed with it, and that way, not that way, but the whole glitch in the system or whatever, like, it messed with it because someone else was there to watch it, and they weren't on the stairs as well, so there was a witness to see what would happen, and then there would actually be proof of what happens when that goes on. So maybe that blood-curdling scream was, like, opening, like, a portal to, like, a paranormal world. Like, when he stepped on that very top step, it opened a portal, heard the screech, and then the thing came out, and it probably still haunts him to this day.
Maybe. Or, on the other hand, it could just be that the forests themselves are, like...
Yeah, it could be that, too.
...is haunted. Yeah. Like, it could just be those specific woods, something happened.
Reminds me of, I forget what that movie is about, the Lady Birch or something like that. It's about this this birch tree that is like, it's like a demonic birch tree that like this kid becomes friends with, and then it goes and kills the people who are bullying him. I forget what the movie. I think it's called Lady Birch. I don't remember.
I remember like what it looks like and stuff. Yeah, but I don't know what it's called. So what exactly are these staircases in the woods? I'm not entirely sure how true some of these personal stories are. Obviously, we can't, you know, can't verify them. But it just because there are so many, like, similar stories from different time periods and different people, I honestly don't really want to fully debunk it, like, say that it's fake. Because I won't know.
Yeah, well, you can't really, nobody's been able to prove that it's either fake or real either, because whenever somebody goes on the steps, something happens to them.
Like, and not only that, well, not everybody. Well, not everybody, like, but, you know, according to Search and Rescue, some people may get down. Yeah. But, like, no one's ever thought to take pictures.
Yeah.
Like, there are a few pictures, but not...
Well, actually, like, because that's where I was going with the whole camera thing earlier. Like, maybe, like, when they take a photo,
it's not there
in the photo, but they can physically see it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the camera doesn't recognize it there. You know what I mean?
That's possible, too, yeah.
So, like, they may have, like, maybe those, like, random blank photos that people post and be like, do you see what I see? And there's nothing there. It's because no one else can see it.
You know what that's I mean? That's a thing. And also, I just don't think, like, one, I think a lot of people don't really see the staircases nowadays.
Yeah, because it's become too popular, so, like...
They're like, nah, we don't want to show you.
Yeah.
Or it's just, like, no one's stopped to take a picture. Because I don't know how I would feel, like, stumbling upon staircases in the middle of the woods. Like, would I be quick enough to take a picture or just to even think to take a picture?
I would. I don't know. That'd be, like, my instant thing. Like, I need to take a photo of this. Yeah. Otherwise, nobody's going to believe me.
So, my question is, would you climb them?
Yes.
You would?
If I had absolutely nothing to lose, I would definitely climb
them. I was going to say, you're going to leave me?
No. You're going to leave me? You don't even know what's actually going to happen. You're going to leave me?
Well, either your arm's getting chopped off, you're dying, or you're going to enter another dimension.
Something's going to haunt
us. Either way, it's not going to be something good.
No. But if I had absolutely nothing to lose, I would definitely go up one of the steps just to see what would happen.
It doesn't seem like anything good happens, though.
No. I mean, you never know. Maybe the people who gone missing have ascended somehow.
Maybe.
The ones who aren't found, maybe they entered a whole other planet. Maybe they entered like a portal, like Stargate. You know what I mean? They actually, you know, that reminds me too. Since this is over, I can go off on a little
tangent.
Yeah. There has been photo proof of, you know, how, have you ever watched Stargate before? Well, there's been photo proof now, like evidence of like these randomly made stone archways made perfectly into like a perfect circle. And people are literally comparing them to the Stargate portals. Like, it's like there's actual evidence of full circle portal like things.
I mean, I believe it. Back then, back before we like.
Back before modern time.
Yeah, back before we started. You know, started to get way more technological. Mm-hmm. I believe that shit like that definitely like happened.
Yeah.
And I also feel like that these staircases are kind of like possibly our versions of portals now.
Yeah.
Like, because maybe the circles back then were something that people could relate to, and now staircases. Because if you think about like the symbology of staircases, you're going from one place to another.
Exactly.
So it's like a portal. You're going from one place to another.
Yeah,
so,
you're either going to a higher level or you're going to a lower level.
Yeah.
Like, depends on how you want to see it.
Me personally, I don't know. I guess I'm on the same fence as you. Like, if I had nothing to lose, like I had nothing here, I mean, I feel like.
I mean, I'm not talking about like, oh, like, well, what about your family and stuff like that? I'm saying like, if I literally feel like I have nothing to lose in this situation, like if my family just does not give two craps about me, if I don't have a girlfriend, if I don't have any pets, I could live in a house. That's whatever. If I disappear, that ain't my problem anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, what I'm saying is like,
no rent.
Yeah. Well, like if I literally had absolutely nothing to lose, then yeah, I would definitely go up the steps and see what would happen.
I don't know, because, like, I feel like my fear would get the better of me, because I don't want my arm chopped off.
Yeah, well, that's probably like, what's going to happen, because that's be what alone. You're thinking about it.
And I'd be alone, and we just told you, don't climb the stairs by yourself, so,
we're literally just contradicting what we said earlier. I mean, if you have nothing to lose, go ahead. But, like, but yeah, anyway, that also brings me to, like, what I've talked about on my TikTok. One of the videos I posted, well, actually, it was, like, a series. No, it wasn't really a series. It was, like, a two-part video of, like, if you guys have ever, and this is, once again, this is going off on, like, things, but it's still related to the whole interdimensional thing, just conversation at this point. But if you guys have ever seen the movie The One with Jet Li, I always, for some reason, ever since I've seen this movie, I have believed this theory to be the truest thing possible, ever since I've seen this movie. And the whole entire premise of the movie is that there are multiple different dimensions and different universes of where we're at now. Like, there's multiple different versions of our situation right now. There are multiple different versions of us as entities within, you know, the universe, within those dimensions. And every single time one of you dies in a dimension, the energy from you in that dimension gets dispersed to the rest of the other yous in other dimensions, if that makes any sense. So, like, with me, when I got into a... I didn't get into a car accident. When I was in a car accident, when I was, like, 8, 9, or 10, one or the other, I don't really remember what age it was, because it was, like, I tried to forget it, but...
Yeah. Trauma.
Yeah. When I had gotten to that car accident, it was in a Jeep Wrangler. It was in a 2-door Jeep Wrangler soft top. So, it was already... It was just a tin can. That's all it was. It was literally a thin-shelled tin can. This old lady came around the corner and crashed into the side of us, completely totaled the Jeep. I got first and second degree burns along the side of my face, under my chin, and my chest, and I had a hairline fractured wrist in my right arm. So... And I don't remember ever, I don't even remember seeing the car come to that vehicle and hit us. Like, I don't remember seeing that. I don't even really remember what happened that day. Like, that day is just completely erased. The only thing I remember is what my mom told me, when she had literally told me right before that happened for me to put my seatbelt on, because I wouldn't listen. Put my seatbelt on literally about 5 minutes after that happened, got into a car accident, and then that's when whatever. So my theory is with that, brings back to the whole interdimensional thing. What if I had died in that car accident? And now, the dimension that I'm in now, I remember that situation and I lived through it because I had died in another dimension, getting the memories from that person and the energy put into me, and that's how I was able to live through it. You know what I mean? Like, I gained the strength of the version of me that died, and I was able to get through it. I was able to be brought back into consciousness because I gained all the energy and the sources from that.
So basically you're saying that it's all the same scenarios. Like, in all the dimensions, you're still getting into car accidents. It's just some of them you die, some of them you don't
die. Some of them, there may even be times where I don't get into a car accident. Or there'll be times where that old lady had died. Her car got totaled. Like, there's different variations that it could be. And ever since, and I talked to you about this recently, ever since I had gotten into that car accident, the world has not looked or felt the same, not just from trauma, just in general, has not looked or felt the same as it did before that accident. Like, when I was younger, the world was bright. It was nice. The weather was always really decent. We had a few snowstorms, but everything, like, everyone was mostly happy. And this was, like, going back in, like, the 90s, like, the early 2000s area. So I feel like that now my consciousness is literally in a dimension, which is this dimension. And this dimension, now they're trying to say that, like, certain symbols weren't there when they were, when we were younger. Like, there's been a shift of, like, we all just went to a completely different dimension, which is why they were saying the whole Berenstain Mandela effect. That's what they called it, the Berenstain Bears, that whole thing. It's a completely different dimension, just changed. There's slight things that have changed because of the dimensional shift. And we all, the people who still remember what it was actually like back in the day, are the ones who actually went through it. Like, you get, like, kids, like, now, like, back in the day, there was a big Kit Kat bar, which I told you about, on the movie Showtime. My ex, like I said before, did not believe me that those existed. And I've asked several other people, and they're like, no, that never existed. I'm like, bro, I ate the fucking candy bar, and it's on a movie. Oh, that was just a movie prop. No, it was not. Now, like, they're saying that the big Kit Kat bars are new. They're not new. They're literally revamped versions of what you had, and you're calling them new? I'm so confused. Like, there's just, like, different little things that are shifting, and that's what I think it relates to the stairs. Like, it's literally a portal into another dimension, except, you know, you have to lose your consciousness in order to go there. So, like, people who are dying, their consciousness is getting ripped out of their head and put into another body and put into another dimension. You know what I mean? Like, I just think, like, and the world is just effed up now. Like, everything's dark. Everything is, you know, dark and muggy and everything. Everyone hates everyone. There's so many issues going on. Yeah. When it wasn't like that. And a lot of people don't remember the fact that it was like that back in the day. For some reason, I don't know why. Well, but, you know, it's just like...
I feel like it wasn't as bad back then.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it probably wasn't. But still, like, there's no reason for, like, colors to have changed. Like, things to word that have existed to not exist anymore. And now spellings are different. Like, I don't... Like, back in the day, Kmart was, like, one of the cheapest places you can go. And all of a sudden, it was way too expensive. And the dude went bankrupt. And now Walmart is the one to go. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I guess business is business. But still, like, there's been too many paradigm shifts within the dimension that I'm in right now for me to believe that I am in the same dimension that I was when I was younger.
Well, no, I don't... I mean, like, time changes.
Like, yeah, I know, but it shouldn't be changed this dramatically. Like, within a period of 60 years, we went from creating a plane and being on the moon. And that's another thing. You really had, like, a live casting from the moon back when we went on the moon, when that wasn't even a thing, and people believed we were on the moon. We never went on the fucking moon. There's no way that they had that broadcasted. There's no way. It's you can't have live feed from the moon being transferred to Earth without some sort of other connection if Wi-Fi was not a thing yet. You know what I mean? It's just anyway.
Anyway, so staircases.
Yeah, they're portals to other dimensions. That's what I was trying to get at.
Alrighty then. Well,
that's what I think, you know, that's what I think the whole staircase thing is. Same with everything else. Aliens, they're just...
I feel like the staircases are definitely portals. Yeah. I don't know about all the other stuff that you're talking about, but...
Oh, man.
But, yeah. So, thank you guys so much for listening.
Call me crazy if you want, but I'm not a psycho.
I don't know, man. I live with you, and I gotta say, something's a little weird over here.
I don't have a board in the back of my bedroom that has a bunch of pins in it with photos linking to aliens and lizards.
Yes, it does. No.
I mean, besides Frosty. Frosty was a lizard, but...
Jesus. Anyway. Christmas. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching and listening. And, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hopefully you hung on to the last, you know, to the last little end.
If you did, you got some wisdom thrown at you. You know what I mean?
Sure. But, yeah. So, follow us on Twitch at the_haunted_cafe_podcast.
Underscore. Just kidding. There's no underscore. It's just podcast.
Follow us on Twitch. Follow us on Spotify at the Haunted Cafe Podcast.
YouTube.
The Haunted Cafe Podcast as well.
Yep. And on TikTok.
Yeah. The Haunted Cafe Podcast.
Yeah.
Also, send us a Gmail at thehauntedcafe@gmail.com. It can either be a new case idea. If you want to talk to Alan about his rants, so. You can do that.
Bro, if I could have an actual intelligent conversation with somebody about the stuff that goes through my head, like I was able to when I was working at Big Lots, this dude named Amir, I mean, he's whatever now, but when I was working at Big Lots, he was a really cool dude. He was a massive pothead, but you get into these conversations and they got deep, and I love that kind of stuff. Like, I love getting into deep conversation. So if you want to shoot us an email and you want to have an episode specifically dedicated to my views on the universe and everything itself, and you want to have a little conversation with me, I will appreciate that.
Yeah, sure.
I will gladly do it.
And so that's thehauntedcafe@gmail.com.
Yes.
Follow us on all that stuff, and see you guys, and you know.
The next time.
Yeah, me all like confused.
I'm sorry. Yeah, now I got your brain going. Yeah. It's like, wait.
All right, so we will see you guys in the next one.
Yep, catch you later.
See ya.